This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
What are you noticing about the team now?
I think I know more now. Crochet, as I said before, is a pig. He is filthy. He is young.
Da-da-da-da-da. Merloni. Da-da-da-da-da. Merloni.
That's right. Lou Merloni. The TV star, the radio star.
That's my Japanese chant when I was out there. I don't know what they were
that
saying.
What that was?
I just heard Merloni at the end.
That's all right. No one's ever chanted for me in Japan. So
oh, good. What's up, Bitsy? Need. You're not here.
What's up, Lou? How you doing, handsome?
Good, pal. Good. Doing
Bitsy,
right.
We got a room of ex-athletes here now at Fenway Park. Lou Merloni, Ted Johnson.
We're going to have lounge
a little jock lounge here. So, Lou, news of the day. Christian Campbell taking some reps at first base. You like it?
Good to see. I think, obviously everyone's sort of sitting around wondering what's going on with Devers.
Yeah.
So, I always said, that's option A.
Yeah.
Option B is always, to me, been Christian Campbell. So, it's this is a guy that a lot of people, this evaluators in the league, don't know if he's a second baseman. They don't know if he's an outfielder. So, it's he's learning the outfield. He's learning second base. Well, have him learn first base and give you some options. In particular, maybe Marcelo Meyer for second base.
Oh.
So, we'll see what happens, how long it takes.
You like so that's an option that your first option would maybe that Rafi would want to take that position. If not, then you're okay with this.
Yeah, it would, because you got to add a bat, it's just sort of so if Rafi goes to first and all of a sudden Yoshida, you can take him off his I don't know what deep sea fishing tour out in Gloucester. Yep. I don't know what he's been doing. I know he's rehabbing. He got a shot and everything. Yep. I get it, but he could activate him and add a bat if Campbell goes to second. You can add Marcelo at second base, and you can add a left-handed bat, and I think you can improve defensively. Campbell, he's not killing you, but you look at some of the metrics, it's minus six defensive run saved, where he ranks in second basemans. They're still learning things to his balls to his right. So this defensively, you can improve at second while adding Marcelo's bat. Mm-hmm. And, whether that's the plan, I don't think they're moving Campbell to second to play Hamilton every day at second. Mm-hmm. I'm moving Campbell to first, so we'll see how long it takes.
Yeah, Lou, I don't want to put the cat before the proverbial hoss here and hey, if Campbell works out, is that the end of Tristan Casas's days in a Red Sox City Connect jersey? But between Campbell moving to first or possibly adding Meyer, which do you think would be the bigger boon for the Sox defensively and offensively? Between Campbell moving to first and calling up Meyer, what do you think will have the bigger immediate impact?
Well, I think if you do that, you've added one of these prospects in Marcelo Meyer, and I know everyone's talking about Roman Anthony, just the path's not there right now, but it is for Marcelo, and this is the move to free that up. People can say, well, move Story to second, move Marcelo to short. I'm one that believes Story's still a better shortstop. And I know some of the numbers don't back it up. Those numbers, to me, are a little bit – I don't buy it. So it's introduce the kid at second base, and now you're better defensively, and you add his bat. So it's and the energy sometimes. We were talking before, the energy, right, of this rookie coming up. I think it could help.
Nesson analyst and WEEI analyst. I heard you in the booth, by the way. Nice job.
Yeah, that was a fun trip. My first time in the radio booth was Detroit.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
14-2 and two just brutal. Kicking the you-know-what.
Yeah, I blame you for that, Lou Maloney. Is this, we had Craig Breslow maybe 2 weeks ago on the Greg Hill Show said a third of the way through the season is when you start to really say this is who we are, this is what we need to do. Are we starting to see some of that, that this is a team that they're now four games out, they're sliding a little bit, they're going to start to shake things up and do some things because they think they're good and right now they're not good?
Yeah, and I think this kind of starts. They needed to figure out who's playing first. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the glaring, what are we doing here, long term. So maybe it's starting with maybe a possible Campbell move to first. We'll see. But, the first, third quarter poll, whatever you want to call it, you evaluate what you have, what you thought you have, and then you make slight adjustments off of it. So, right now, like, I hope this isn't who they are. You know, I hope that they're better. They're... 0-16 when trailing after the sixth inning. They have no comeback wins. They have 12 one-run losses. They lead the league in blown saves. You know, it's like they can't put it together. They have 23 losses, 12 by one run.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Is it a good or bad thing that they're only a game under 500 when they lead the league in strikeouts, defensive errors, blown saves, and are 4-12 in one-run games?
Yeah, are they good enough to lose 12 one-run games to be in it? Or are they bad enough just, you know what I mean? Like, to lose them. So it's
like Mayo. Mayo said, we're in a lot of one-score games. And you sucked.
That's right. It's like the Patriots lose every game by three. Are we good or bad?
Bad.
Like, you know what I mean? We're good. We're in it, but we can't figure out how to win. So to me, it's like I look at this team and they sort of spin the wheel on ways to lose. You know, that's really, I look like in baseball, there's like four ways to lose. You can either, your starter can go out and get bombed, and you're like, you're done. And we've had a few of those. Your bullpen can blow a game, and they've had a lot of those recently. Defensively, you can go out and make a bad error or two late and cost yourself a game, or you can have your 1-for-12 runner in scoring position type night. Those are the four real main reasons, and they just sort of rotate. Like, your bullpen will give it up. You'll have five relievers in a game. Four will be lights out, and the last guy gives it up. You know, so it's like the bullpen was good except for one guy. And that's just the way it's been through 45.
So what do you – so, Luke, so you're through 45 now. You're more than a quarter through but not quite a third of the way through the season. And eventually, if you continue a pattern like this, we've called it consistently inconsistent in the interviews with Alex. How much longer does it go on like this before that mindset seeps into all the players and then they all develop, well, I guess we just can't get out of our own way as sort of like a running mantra for the team?
Yeah, I don't think that ever really does. I think, like – fans, you sit there and watch a tie game in the seventh, and as a fan might sit there recently and be like, how are they going to lose this one? You know, I mean, that's kind of like a mindset watching the game. But I don't think that really seeps in. It's like, that's the one thing with, like, baseball. It's like, that was an awful, last few games. You have a day off, and you got to show up again. You know, like, Ted, if you're out there and you have an awful Sunday, and you play like crap. Now, physically, if you were able to play the next day, you have to wash it. Mm-hmm. It's like, there's nothing I can do about last night. I have to prepare for today. And these guys are ingrained in that. That's how they've played the last 15, 20, 30 years, whatever. You know, all the way from an age of high school. They just put it aside, put it away, and show up the next day. So they need a good homestand. You know, and you're playing good teams. Like, they got to win 6-7 games of this homestand.
The one thing I don't like about this, Lou, is it seems to sort of give Devers his way. If they go down this road, it is Campbell. You know, it irked. There were reports it irked some players when he was talking in the clubhouse. It clearly irked Craig Breslow and John Henry. They flew out there, had their whole thing. Do you actually, like, strengthen his immaturity or lack of being a good teammate? How does that resonate? Is there any negative to this, Devers getting his way, I guess?
I don't think so. You know, I think there's some people that could sit there and say, you know, if you were there, we could activate Yoshida.
Right.
But I do think there are a lot of people, like, after having spring training with guys like Christian Campbell and Meyer and Anthony, would be excited to see a kid come up here if that's where they go with it, with Marcelo Meyer coming up here. And you know, they could look at, you know, Devers has been raking. You know, he's been figuring it out. He's been hitting well. Let's keep him where he is. Is it one of these, like, are they – these guys aren't from Boston, all of them. They're not spiteful and hold grudges like I do. You know what I mean? Or like we do. Like,
yep.
They're just sort of like, whatever. Let him keep raking, do his thing. Campbell at first, good, perfect. And, you know, we're going to put Meyer here, maybe get better defensively up the middle, and we get to watch the exciting, the kid swing the bat. So I don't look at it that way. I'm not so sure they do.
Okay.
Lou, you're the perfect guy to ask this question. I had a feeling, if I was in the Red Sox locker room, how I would feel about this. But
yep.
John Henry flies out to Kansas City last week and meets with Devers. What would that signal to you if you're a player on the Red Sox? What does that is that yay good for John, or you know, what did him taking the time to fly out there mean to a player there?
Well, first off, like, I'm trying to figure out what the conversation was, right? Yeah. Because it was sort
the
of
tone
like,
of it.
Here's the thing: when I first heard that John Henry, Sam Kennedy, and Craig Breslow were out in Kansas City, I was like, okay, like John's sitting him down saying, I want you to play first. You know what I mean? Like, this is what everybody has thought. Like, I'm paying you the money. I want you to play first. I don't know where this conversation went. Like, if it was really candid, him just talking about how he doesn't want to go to play first, how he doesn't want to embarrass himself, he doesn't think he can do it, I don't know. So, because, like, weeks later, we're a week later, and it's not like he's there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I do think his comments about Craig Breslow, like that Thursday before they went to Kansas City, I thought that needed to be addressed. You know, the way he came off and was like,
strong.
Tell him to do his job. Oof. You know, that sort of thing. Like, and was that the reason why they went out? To sort of straighten the relationship between Devers and Breslow? And it wasn't necessarily, hey, I'm paying you $30 million, play where I want you to. So I don't know which direction it went. But, yeah, I would have been like, well, John's here. Okay, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, if I was a player or a teammate. But nothing's really come of it as far as him moving positions. So I don't know.
Lou, we got an absolute dandy at the old ballpark tonight with the City Connect jerseys making their debut. Doesn't get much better than Crochet versus Sale.
Are
you excited about this one? Tough one, obviously, to try to get that winning streak going. And what do you think of how impressive Sale has been since he was dealt away for Grissom?
Yeah, it'll be a good one. And, you know, think about, like, so this was, I think Elias had this, like, the first time a team's ever faced back-to-back Cy Young winners.
Yeah.
In Scooble and Sale.
Yep.
And then, by the way, in Kansas City, they beat Reagan's and they beat Lugo, who are 1, 2, and 3 in Cy Young.
What'd you think of that team?
Kansas City? I missed the trip, but I didn't go to Kansas City. I was in Detroit. I thought Kansas City's – I think they're a good team. You know, I think Detroit's a very good team. But this one should be fun. And obviously, Sale, he's not the same guy he was last year. Although, with that, he'll probably go 8 innings and shoves tonight, whatever. But, no, this is like kind of what you – two guys that were traded to Boston from the White Sox – you know, Sale winning the Cy Young last year, Crochet doing what he's doing, looking more like himself in his last start. This one here should be fun. I'm looking forward to tonight.
What are your thoughts on the offense? Bregman's been great.
Yeah.
I mean, he started hotter than he probably ever has in his career. He's been great. Devers has found it. Seems like he's the guy he's supposed to be. Duran has probably been underwhelming for what, you know, MVP caliber. Now you get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Campbell, who has fallen off, Story, fell off? Like, where's this offense going? Do you have confidence it can get back on track? Because they think they're a really good offensive
club. Yeah, I feel like it goes in stages of, like, in 2 weeks we could be having a conversation as two other names,
right,
you know, that are hot, and Abreu's falling off, and this guy's falling off. But Bregman's been consistent. Abreu, Devers here recently as well, and Narvaez, you know, giving you like a jolt. And it's like, who else? We need someone to join the party. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and somebody will, and then somebody will fall back. You know, it was funny because someone was talking about, like, Durant. Everyone's going through their minds and how to, you know, sit him, you know, move him, trade him. And I looked, and it was – so it was like 58 games last year. He was hitting .253 with three homers and a .740 OPS. Last year, 58 games. We're now 45. And it turned into a historic season for somebody, for him.
Yep.
So it's like, I can't give up on that. Like, I'm running him out there every night. The guy can, June, July, August, could take over the game. So, but you want to get him going. You know, you really need him going to start everything. And, you know, Story, we'll see. You know, he's just struggling with fastballs, not swinging it. It's just inconsistent, like other guys. Rafael has actually been swinging it well the last couple weeks. So, it's just the way the game is. 162 games. In a month from now, we'll be talking about Bregman having a bad month.
Yeah,
he's going to have a bad month, I would think, somewhere.
Never. Well,
I don't know if it's going to come back to me, and I just have to ask.
Yes, sir.
Your thoughts on 1BB post-Patriots? What do you think, old Billy? Any thoughts on
– Angry Lou, come on down.
What's your thoughts on how things are going for him down there at UNC?
I'm just enjoying watching it from afar. I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Never in a million years did I think this would be going on with Bill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That she'd be running some production company and being all involved in interviews and all these other things. And it's like, this is the king of no distractions. You know what I mean? And now he's just kind of parading around. Listen, publicly do what you got to do. But it seems like it's getting more involved into his business side of it. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't know. I mean, it's... I said, I'm enjoying watching it from afar.
What about the Celtics? Well, you know, they used to fill this whole thing.
Oh, no, I think they beat the Knicks. I think they can get to the finals.
I do too.
Yeah,
well, I got a JB jersey on under my.
Yeah,
you know.
No, I do. I just need more for my boy Al. But other than that, I think we're good. No, I don't want to get on Horford.
Al.
No, I'm just joking.
Ball's right back in line with his old ways.
I think it's an opportunity for what we saw the other day. Jalen, Derek White.
That's like, what it
I think
is.
It's an opportunity. I'd love to rip the hearts out of New York fans again because they think they're winning this thing. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Yeah. It would be
kiss.
Fun.
Chef's kiss.
I think it'd be beautiful. I think they can win.
All right, Lou, we'll end on that.
I'll keep one eye on that one tonight, too, by the way.
Well, I was asking Ken Laird that. I was like, because I remember in the old days at Patriots games, sometimes they put like Red Sox Yankees on the big screen. Will they do that tonight here? Will they put like a little cut-in of the Celtics game on the big screen here?
I don't know if they would. All I know is that last time, I think it was like game two, and I was with Millar, and I'm like, what's the score? He's like, they're up 19. I'm like, nice. And then next break, I was like, what's the score? He's like, they're up 5. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
and then the next break was, what's the score? They lost. I'm like, what are we doing?
You remember in 04 at Foxborough, like when they're talking about Red Sox
awesome.
Sports during a game. I loved it.
Yeah. Awesome. The place would erupt. It would bring a different energy. Yeah, awesome. So
I hope they do. We'll see. Yeah,
it'll be a cool moment tonight. All right, he's Lou Maloney. Thanks, watching tonight on Nesson Crochet Sale. Big one here at Fenway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.